This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik and a special guest in the studio today, our own Bob Carroll. Bob, I want to say, first of all, congratulations. You're in your 60th year of broadcasting. You celebrate that in just a few weeks.
First of all, I want to thank you particularly and KUNR for recognizing 60 years and probably thinking, you know, who would want to be in this business for 60? You know, David, I honestly have enjoyed doing what I have been able to do for 60 years. I was trying to think the other day, there are some downs, because there's some downs in any kind of profession, as you know. But generally speaking, I always enjoyed getting up, knowing what I was going to do that day with regard to broadcasting, and going in and doing it, whether it was being on the air or running a station or selling commercials or covering special events. I always look forward to that. And as you know, being in the business, everything changes from day to day. Nothing is really the same. So it's an exciting kind of proposition.
KUNR is honoring you with an appreciation luncheon in our community here on Thursday, May 12th at the Airport Plaza Hotel. We'll talk more about that as we close up in a few minutes. But we wanted to take some time and just visit with you for a few minutes about your career, and we're glad you're here. We're glad that KUNR has the Music of America on Wednesday and Sunday nights, and that you have a home here, and we hope you just keep doing it. So, Bob, you got into radio broadcasting. People may know some of the story, and you'll tell some of the story at your event coming up in May 12th.
Right.
Give us a sense of how you got the bug early on in your life.
10 years old, and this is a true story, 10 years old, and my mother takes me to see the Lassie radio show. And I'll never forget this as long as I live.
Because you're in L.A. at this time.
L.A., right? And we went to the NBC studios, and they were down on Sunset. And in those days, all radio, well, they may have been doing what they called an electrical transcription, but everything was live on stage. And I'll never forget this. Lassie, the dog, and her trainer was a guy named Rudd Weatherwax, so you never forget that. And Lassie sat on a stool in front of a microphone, and every time her trainer would signal her, she would bark into the microphone. But what fascinated me were the people that were, saying things like, this is the NBC radio. And I told my mother when we got out, she said, what'd you think? I said, that's what I want to do. And she said, what, you want to be a dog, or you want to have a dog? No, I said, I want to be like the guy that says, this is the NBC radio network. I really grew up with radio, fascinated with radio during the war years, sitting in front of that old Zenith or RCA or whatever it was in those days. And I could, in my mind, and you know, they say, radio is a theater of the mind. In my mind, I could visualize what the Lone Ranger looked like, what Sky King looked like, what Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, looked like. I mean, that's what I did. I said I want to do this some way and someday, even though my folks said, oh, no, you can't get into radio. That's a tough thing to do. You have to, get a profession. But that was my goal, and luckily enough, I was able to get a job after 1 year of college up in Susanville, California, a summer replacement job. And I'll never forget the guy that owned the station, very nice guy, said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, you come on up. And he said, I'll pay you for a week, whether we decide to keep you on for summer replacement or not, and pay you enough for gasoline so you can drive back to Los Angeles.
And this is KSUE.
This was KSUE, the only radio station in town. Long story short, I stayed there for 2 years and then came down to Reno. And that's how I really got started.
Before we move on from your early years, did you ever have a chance to meet Rudd Weatherwax?
I never had a chance to meet Rudd. That's a very good question, Dave. Nobody, in the 60 years I've been in this business, nobody has ever asked me that provocative question, Rudd Weatherwax. 58, I come to Reno, and I secured a job at the old KDOT, KDOT.
And at the time, Reno radio was not at all like it is today, where we have 35 stations crowding the dial. What was the situation when you came to Reno?
It was funny, David, because there were 5 a.m. stations, and then there was a maverick named Jerry Cobb who had an FM station, and all the AM broadcasters said, uh-uh, never happen, never work. FM radio is not here to stay. And of course, as you know today, if you want to buy a frequency, you try to buy an FM station and not necessarily an AM station. I started in radio at the end of the big radio era. Things were changing. Radio shows were not on the air then, but records were being played all the time. But I had the opportunity, to do that.
Let's go quickly through a couple of moments in your career. You went from KDOT early on, 1958, You went to the only television station in town?
1960, and I was hired as what they call just a staff announcer. In those days, we did everything. There was no formal news department, although we read newscasts, what we call rip and read, just off the AP wire and sit down at a desk and read the news. We did commercials. We did interviews in the studio. Remember, in those days, no remote equipment. So anything you did, you had to do it live in the studio.
You became news director, though, a year later or so.
In 1961, Lee Hirschland, who was the general manager of the station, decided that television news was here to stay, and we needed to try to improve on that. So he appointed me and asked me if I would take over and build a news department, which again was trial and error, and we did. We hired some local people here that were on the radio in those days, and we did. We built a little four-man news department, went out and started getting stories, and as they say, the rest is history.
From there, a few years later, in 67, you are news director of KTVN Television.
That is true. Lee Hirschland put that station on the air. He was the general manager at KOLO and then formed a group and put Channel 2 on the air. And I'll never forget, Lee was kind of, to me at least, a father figure. And I really liked the guy because he was very smart. He was ahead of his time. And I remember when he and I sat down at the Holiday Hotel one Sunday afternoon. And he said, the board of directors want me to hire you and get you over to Channel 2. And he said they're so interested in that, he said that they would be willing to give you 2 percentage points in the station. Mm. And young Bob Carroll, oh, that's nicely, and no, I don't need anything like that. And then later on, when the station sold for millions and millions of dollars, I thought, another great business. I'll be honest with you, I was never a great businessman. I did not care about that end. I cared about, you know, commercials and writing copy and interviewing people. And I said, oh, do we make any money this month? Well, I'm not going to worry about that. You guys worry about that.
Well, we're talking with Bob Carroll today on Beyond the Headlines. David Stipik here in the studio. Bob is celebrating 60 years in the broadcast business this year. We're holding a special community appreciation luncheon called KUNR Honors Bob Carroll. It's Thursday, May 12th at the Airport Plaza Hotel here in Reno. You can find information online at KUNR.org as well as the phone number 682-6300. Over the years, you did some play-by-play for the University of Nevada Reno football and basketball team.
Right. Jackie Jensen, and you may know that name, remember that name. Yep. Jack was a great athlete, and Jack was our sports director at Channel 2. But Jack did not do play-by-play. He did the color, and I did the play-by-play, but a fantastic guy and a great athlete. But yeah, we did that for about 2 years, and that was a great learning experience. I had done some play-by-play up in Susanville for the college football team and the basketball team. So I was quite familiar with that. And then I'd played football and basketball in high school, so I knew some of the terms, you know.
And Bob, let's move to 1993 for a moment. You put your station KSRN on the air with the Music of America format, big bands, blues, ballads, and Broadway. You had it on another station after you sold KSRN. You eventually brought that to KUNR almost 15 years ago. And you've been keeping our listeners company on Wednesday and Sunday nights for some time now.
This station has such a tremendous reach, with your translators and everything. It's fantastic. And hope to be here another 15 years. You know, a funny story. I told my wife, I was about 35 years old, and I was doing the news at Channel 2, but I was also doing a show at KCBN. And I told my wife, you know, I'm 35 years old. I cannot see myself spinning records when I'm 40. Now I say to her, you know, I think I can do this till I'm 90. And, so I really have enjoyed it.
Your family's very important to you. You guys get together on Sunday nights, your growing family and their friends.
Yeah, we do our Sunday night dinner, and we have done this for probably 25 or 30 years now. And it's not only our kids, but our grandkids and now our great-grandchildren.
Ah, yeah.
And they'll bring their friends over unannounced, and that's all right. It's kind of a gathering at the house, and we always look forward to that. And my wife looks forward to that, too. But, we have a big family, as you know, and 10 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. And I've been involved in a lot of things in the community that I've enjoyed. Reno Kiwanis Club, of course.
Well, that's been a big part of your life for some time. How long have you been part of Reno
Kiwanis? Well, 1961. I was involved with the Nevada Humane Society and, the Red Cross and the Easter Seal Society over the years. So I've tried to become involved in things like that.
And, Bob, just a few minutes we have here is not nearly enough to cover all your 60 years of broadcasting, which is such a rare milestone in the industry today. What are a couple of highlights as we close?
Oh, there's several people. Pat Boone, a great interview. Paul Anka. We used to do a dance party, a dance show at Channel 8. And people would come in, and a lot of the entertainers that were in town. Joe Louis, the great ex-champion of the world. And I would have never had that opportunity had I not been in broadcasting. I was able to do everything in broadcasting that I always heard growing up. And I did. I was able to do all of that in different announcing venues and roles, and I enjoyed it tremendously.
And Bob, as you just said, you really have done it all in your six decades of broadcasting. Not only have you been the face and the voice of Northern Nevada television and radio for so many years, but you've also had the opportunity to interview and visit with presidents and senators and governors, local mayors, people from all walks of life, as well as entertainers and athletes and various famous public figures. I know that that's been very important to you. Plus, you've shared those stories and those experiences throughout your broadcast career with your many audiences. And Bob, we've mentioned the Community Appreciation Luncheon that KUNR is hosting to honor you and recognize your milestone of 60 years on the air. And one of the great things about this is it's your chance to share your stories and your slide presentation and really give people a much fuller sense of your broadcast career over these 60 years. And that's really going to be exciting for people to participate with, and also a chance for people to express their love and appreciation for all the work you've done and continue to do in your broadcast career.
And again, David, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the staff. I love all the people here, as you know. I have special fondness for Dana. She's always in here helping me fix the computer. I love Dana, and we have great rapport. But thank you so much for putting this event on. I do appreciate it.
Bob, keep up the good work, and I know our listeners enjoy and love you very much.
Thank you, David.
And again, a reminder that KUNR honors Bob Carroll for his 60 years in broadcasting on Thursday, May 12th, with an appreciation luncheon at the Airport Plaza Hotel in Reno. You can get tickets and information at KUNR.org or by calling 682-6300. That's 682-6300. I'm General Manager David Stipik. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR.